Emmy Party Girl. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Diamonds on a finger. They were talking about diamonds tonight, weren't they? This is a perfect opening. AfterBuzzers, welcome to the Wags Miami After Show. We want to party all the time. These girls want to party all the time. And a couple ladies have some issues with some of the ladies partying a lot. So welcome. We're going to talk on a couple topics. But as always, we will get started with introducing ourselves. Sorry, I love Eddie Murphy and the 80s. My name is Heather Yared. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared. And to my left is the lovely Dominique. Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominiquePESQ.
All right, let's get right into it. So, key theme here, partying and dating. Boys, D, but not the D that some of us use talking about, but D as in Darnell. So, I'm thinking three topics. Primarily, because that was the core of the show. We already knew the Falcons did not win the Super Bowl.
We already knew that.
Womp womp. Sorry. You know? Very glad that he popped into the wedding.
I know a lot of you guys might not really be into sports, but can we just talk about how that was the biggest upset I've personally ever seen in my lifetime of Super Bowls? And I just was like...
I mean, that made history, didn't it? That was like historical. That'll never happen again.
Did they not come out at halftime with the same squad that was...
You know what happened? I say this in sports all the time. It's that once people... They checked out at halftime. They saw the score and they were like, you know what? I'm not going to give 100%.
Phil said they went into the locker room at halftime feeling like they had won this game.
Yes, that was the problem.
And they did not come back out to defend the win.
Yes.
You got to defend the win.
That's
it's
happens.
Like what they always say. What you did to get your man, you got to do to keep it. What she was doing to get that lead, you got to do it again to keep it.
Which Kayla's grandma told her, right? That was so
wisdom,
funny.
Guys. Wisdom.
I was with the girls, too, when they thought that Kayla's grandma gave her the blowy advice, and that wasn't what she was talking about at all.
I need you to clarify that just a little
bit. But, I mean, like, my mom gave me advice on that. Like, my mom is always just like, you know, the key to a good relationship is blowjobs. And I was like, Mom, really? No. But, you know, maybe. Because clearly she said that she had a ring on her finger because of that in the show. I believe her. I believe it.
I disagree.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So, getting to the show, let's talk about the matchmaking.
Matchmaker, make me a match. Sorry, guys.
We are having
a moment today. Okay?
So, I loved seeing Kayla matchmake on this episode.
Everyone needs a friend like Kayla. Kayla, if you're watching, I'm single. You can hook me up because Marcus was fine.
He was. He was, wait, is it Marcus or Mike?
I thought it was Marcus.
Okay, you might know better than I do.
I'm 90% sure his name was Marcus.
Okay, cool. You got this. Then I'm going to follow your lead, girl.
Yes.
So the fact that we did not see any matchmaking last season, which in my opinion was because of jealousy.
Right.
I felt like the other girls didn't want to introduce to anybody. And even the ones that I find it odd that even the ones that are engaged now, that they don't do it.
Here's my thing. I feel like friendships are a lot better when either all your friends are single or all your friends are in a relationship. But it's hard when the dynamic is mixed because we have different interests. Point blank.
Okay, now what do you mean when you say that? I don't get it.
So kind of like tonight's episode was entitled Party Girl. Mm-hmm. Like my level of turn up in a relationship is different from my level of turn up when I'm single.
Understood. Okay, that makes total sense. Yes. So, well, I like that you said, you know, Kayla, you can matchmake you because I think that would be great. I love that also she admitted that she was like zero for 100.
Zero for 100.
And she keeps doing it. But that's
me
amazing.
Too. I was like, but that's life. Even if you don't succeed, you have to keep
That's
trying.
Right.
Because even if you only get one marriage out of this, Kayla, that is still success. Do you know how hard it is to find a boo out here?
She just wanted them to last through the end of the date, which they did.
They got a second date.
Let's talk about it.
First of all, can we just talk about, I actually watched this episode with my older cousin, and so I had to pause it and tell her, I was like, did you see the body language? Did you see the flirtation and how she was touching him?
Explain it for the audience. Just,
okay, so Astrid was really... kind of leaning in. She was kind of making sure to give me her hand. She was making sure during conversation to She was really connecting. She was giving very openness in her body language. When I think most females, when they go, especially when it's a first date and you've never met this person before, we tend to have body language that's more closed off, meaning we're pulling back instead of leaning in during conversations. So girls, if you're feeling like you get a first date and there's nothing else after, ask yourself, what's the body language that you're showing up in? Mm-hmm. And you may need to kind of switch it up a little bit.
Well, she said to Claudia when they had like a pregame, which I didn't understand why she invited her over for like a half a glass of wine.
Weird.
I was like, what
weird.
Just happened?
Weird.
But she did say that she didn't know if she was DTF, but he made her feel very comfortable.
Yes.
So I think, I mean, and he was a very genuine person. And plus, that was her first blind date. Ever. She said,
I've never
get
been
set
on
up.
A blind date.
Neither have I.
And I don't know how I feel about them, but I'm open because you never know. Aww. You never know what happened. But here, let me say this. I don't know why Claudia was in that scene and why they decided to have a little pregame before the date, but Claudia looked banging.
I didn't know she had a tattoo all the way down.
I don't know about the tattoo, but girl, I don't know what your workout regimen is. I don't know what you eat. I don't know what you got sucked out. I don't know what type, what you're doing, but all I'm saying is, do share because your body's on point.
Yeah, she looked great. She looked great. I liked Astrid's outfit choice. Thank God she didn't go with the dress. Let's talk about when he spoke with his mouth full and how that literally turned the date into a positive. It was not a negative.
It wasn't a negative.
But it shifted it.
It did.
Made
it
more open.
In a good way.
How often does that happen? Not very often. I can't tell you how many stories girls come back to me and they're like, he talked with his mouth open. He chomped real loud, but this literally, when they started laughing like that, I was like, okay, they're going to go on another date.
I hope so.
I think so.
I would really like to see this go somewhere.
Yeah, me
too.
They
had good chemistry.
They did. I don't think the sexual chemistry, the intensity is there, but I actually think that's good because sometimes when you have that instant attraction, it's amazing, but if it's too fast, in my opinion, it's just doomed.
Faster.
But this seemed very good, and he grabbed her for a kiss.
I liked it.
I thought she was trying to avoid it at first. Did you?
I felt like she might have been a little nervous.
I feel like if we were on, I don't know, like a housewife show or something else, I thought potentially that we would have seen Kayla drag her husband out and they would have been like, oh, let's sneak on them. Let's peek in and let's see how the date's going. But we didn't have that happen.
I would have.
Yeah, I would have too. I was kind of looking forward to that, but then appreciated the realness.
I always feel like every time that happens, it ends up causing like the date to just be really awkward. So
oh, you think the date would see them?
I think it always happens.
Okay.
I don't know. But I'm just very proud of the entire situation. I'm happy that even Kayla's husband was on board with the setup. He was just
they have
was,
a great dynamic.
It was just great. I like them as a unit.
Me too.
I don't know if I'm fully on board with Kayla's inner
I love her.
Her introduction to the group just yet,
I love her
yeah. as a person.
Yeah.
I'm for you, girl.
Yeah, three-time All-American. She was throwing fastballs, and he couldn't hit him at all.
I was so impressed. I was like,
you too. See, I believe that she is a true, like, through and through wag. Like, she is an athlete.
Yes.
So, of course, an athlete's going to be attracted to her in that capacity. So, that was great. So, speaking of Kayla is a big point person, a big center of a lot, especially episode 2 in this season. Kayla and Faven. It looks like we had more rules come out when we were at Dee's birthday. Now, we could talk about the little interaction they had when they were popping champagne at Ashley's, but we'll talk about it with the party. So let's get in a little bit to that. So let's just jump right to it.
Yeah, to set up for you guys so you guys know exactly what we're talking about, so Faven threw an entire like little birthday soiree for
Beautiful Darnell. Mansion, by the way.
Beautiful Mansion right across the street from beautiful place right across the street from South Beach. And
Had all the girls over
for Darnell's party. And so, of course, they come in groups, which I thought was very interesting. It also was, like, a little off-putting that it seemed like white team versus black team. And I was like, can we
integrate you saw
this
that.
A little
you
bit?
Saw
I
that.
Was like, that is making me really uncomfortable.
You saw that.
I was like, why are we segregated? I was like, it was really, really bothering me. But I digressed from that. And Faven proceeds to give us rules for the night. Now, I think if in a more playful manner, because I love some good roles, but I always liked him to come like with some fun. So it would have been cuter if she would have said, okay, rule one, no talking about our spouses. Anyone who brings up a spouse is taking a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something fun.
But
something
you
fun.
Just kind of coming at us and telling us like that. Don't talk about XYZ.
Yeah, no,
came
no,
a little strong because I'm
no
grown.
Man. What was it? So no kids,
no kids, no man, and something else that was stupid. Mm-hmm. Nine times, it was just stupid.
Yeah, yeah, no kids, no man. And I love it. They were like, "You ain't talking about no D." And she's like, "I'm all the D you need tonight."
Which I love that. I feel like Darnell is really trying to be like the peacemaker. She tried to make it light and like, okay, guys, like let's bring it in a little bit.
Yes.
It was cute, but I feel like Kayla immediately took offense to the rules. I think everybody else kind of rolled their eyes and was like, girl, whatever. But I think because there's already that tension between them, she immediately came on the defense.
Okay, so I'm going to disagree tastefully. I feel like she kept her mouth shut until she noticed that the girls went directly, which again, let me just, I want to back up a little bit. We're jumping to the pool scene. I am, at least. I don't think Astrid, horrible timing to bring up that Darnell was going out and drinking too much. There, you could have been like, you have so much potential. This is great. Can't wait to see you fulfill it. That's what you should do. But instead, attack. So just real quick, though, right when after the whole thing, we'll talk about this with Claudia and Astrid, that is when Kayla stepped in. And we even hear Kayla say, I tried so hard to just stay middle ground, but I couldn't help it. So I don't think she came in already on the defense. But I do, I wanted
well,
to talk to you more about
her
that.
Eyes while Fabian was talking.
Oh, of course. I mean, you're right. So of course she was. But
like, I would have like, you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't know. I don't know about the real thing. I love that Hensha. Do you think Hensha saying the Bachelorette thing was intentional?
Yes.
You do? You think
yes, I think
that?
She did it on purpose.
So Faven must have said something to her.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to, I'm really taken back. I almost really stopped watching this episode in the middle of it and then was going to talk about that on the show. I felt it was so segregated. I did not like this. I'm not okay with that.
I kind of mentioned a little bit of it and I noticed it last episode and I was like, I don't want to be the girl who's always talking about race relations. So yeah. I was like, don't say anything. And then this episode, it was just so glaring that I was like, I can't not say anything this go around. So I'm like, I gotta call the elephant. Like,
yes.
it was weird.
It bothered me.
It really bothered me. And it what really, really bothered me about Kayla this episode is that I understood that what Faven was saying was completely her word. And Astrid called it a spade a spade. She said, it was your word choice that's getting a little strong.
Yeah.
I loved, like, Astrid could not have said it better about calling her out on, I get what you're trying to say here, but that word doesn't need to be used when you're speaking about people's kids. Mm-hmm. However, my issue with Kayla was, given what Claudia had said, taking what she said in its totality, how she paused Faven, her speech to Faven should have first
been, I get what you're saying.
First and foremost, because instead what it did is it looked as if you were only coming for their defense.
Touché.
And not recognizing the hurtfulness that it just came out of Claudia's mouth. Although, here's the thing. Although I think that what Claudia said was extremely out of line, I do not, with anything in me, feel like it came from a malicious place.
I don't either.
And what she was trying to, her intention and what she was trying to say, I think how it came off was really, really bad.
100%. I mean, let's face it. There's not a lot of people that are trained in reframing. There's not a lot of people that are taught self-awareness, right? We don't even have emotional intelligence in schools right now.
True.
So I think Claudia, it was a very mindful comment, but it was mindless. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I see now what you're saying. Kayla, she's like, I don't appreciate the way you're coming at my girl. But someone
right.
could have at least said, hey, you know what? I think, which Faven tried,
yeah.
but she too was just that lack of
horrible word choice.
Yeah, and with that filter. Mm-hmm. She came in with her filter because from the gate, they told her Claudia was fake and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So you never know. She might have been thrown a side jab and a side jab. But regardless, it left Dee at the end of the show crying.
Which broke my entire heart for
Well,
her.
What do you think about that? Let's take a step back. What do you think about the Darnell going out, saying she doesn't want to date an athlete, Darnell going out with Hensha and Matisha Moore and all of the above? Do you think that this is an issue?
Here's my thing. I think any time that you've been in a serious long-term relationship, it's natural to want to go out a lot more because that's something that you weren't doing when you were in this committed relationship playing the wife role for a man on top of having a child together. So I think, you know, it's not like this has been a full, like, 2 years singleness and she's popping it, you know, on a handstand. Like, she's going out a little bit. She even said it herself. She was like, I'm doing everything that I was doing when I was in a relationship for my daughter, and what I'm doing for my daughter has not changed. So I don't understand why my going out a little bit more or hanging out with Matisha and Hensha is of anyone's concern if I'm not putting my daughter or myself in any type of danger. I thought it was really interesting that Astrid's whole point of view was you had all of these goals, like as you were exiting like the end of your relationship, and I want to make sure that you're not losing sight of that. That's not really how you bring that to me. You didn't ask me, hey, where are you with your boutique, or where are you with your designs for the clothing line that you want to start?
She just came
at
her. You
jumped straight at me without having any pre-conversation. But the major point to this is I want to entitle this entire show today, Time and Place.
Yes.
Time and Place.
Yes.
Time in place.
Yeah, because none of it
not
matched.
Not even here.
None of it
like,
matched.
Not what the conversation needed to be. And I'm taking shots. Like, so I'm, and it's my birthday, so I'm going to be emotional off top.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I don't think that her going out was a big deal. I really don't even feel like she wants to be going out.
No.
She's trying to just be distracted. But at the same time, she had shutters on, like she said, and now her eyes are open, which is a beautiful thing. It was just not the right time or place to say it.
That the conversation that Asher wanted to have, again, I think came from a beautiful place.
Yeah, both were genuine.
In her heart.
I agree with that.
I think that was one of those, hey, baby girl, can I take you out to lunch? I just want to check in with you because there's a lot been going on the last few months. That is a one-on-one freaking conversation. Do not have me in a group of girls where you try to come at my character. And I think what's frustrating is that I feel like Claudia genuinely, because I'm jumping a little bit, I feel like Claudia genuinely wanted to connect with Darnell in this situation. Like, girl, I've been there where you were. I rose from the ashes, and on the end of it came Julius and this amazing relationship that I have now. I think her bringing her daughter into it and her saying, you know, I'm glad she was young because she couldn't see all of my going out, I think put everybody a little bit on the reserve, like, what are you trying to get at?
They thought she was being passive aggressive.
That's how it came off. But again, I feel like that is Claudia's personality. And so I think from watching all of last season, I was able to kind of look at it and be like, that wasn't negative. That's not where she came. And I'm really, really hoping that at the very beginning of next episode, we see a one-on-one conversation with Darnell and Claudia, and we see a one-on-one conversation with Astrid and Darnell.
I feel like we're never going to see the one-on-ones. It's always going to be Ashley and Darnell, Astrid and Claudia.
I just don't want them to try to bury this hatchet as a group.
Well, I don't think it's possible. And that's one thing, again, I'm not a producer, I'm not going to try to be one. But what makes this show already sometimes difficult to watch is, at least, again, I keep going to like other E shows at least. Like at least on other reality shows where they do kind of, you know, pick people from different places, they get along somewhat. Mm-hmm. Everybody showed up to Darnell's birthday with a filter. And so when we show up with a filter, that affects the way we show up and the way that we communicate. And if you're on the defense, whether Claudia or Kayla or anybody was or not, of course you're going to mischoose words. Like, you're not going to choose them correctly because you're walking on eggshells. And there's just a dynamic here that it makes me believe, like, it's not possible for all these women to come together. And I just don't understand. I'm not feeling, it's almost like it's too separate shows, even though it's not. I know we keep talking about WAGs and we keep talking about Girlfriends and Wives, but like, it's almost not, again, in the Housewives, at least they're all together and they can be cordial. I feel like these women can't even be cordial. And when they try, it's so fake because there is so much eye rolling, so much, all this stuff that it's awkward to watch. Like, it's just awkward to watch. So that really stuck out for me in this episode.
That's an interesting take on that. I think that there's some definitely merits to what you're saying. I think that at the end of the day, it's a reality show. And I think they do purposefully put you in certain situations
to
so
get
you
irritated.
Can get a certain type of rise. And so maybe we won't see, you know, them orchestrate an apology one-on-one, because although we think that's great for the human aspect, it may not be that great for the TV aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But I think any of us can attest that when a girlfriend is concerned about you and they have something to say, I think we would all agree, and I would love for you guys to share it in the chat. Like, when someone has something to tell you, don't we always want that to be in private? I have 5 best friends, a whole 5, you guys.
And that's actually more than most. That's
but
good.
My thing is that when I have something or any of us have a problem with one, we don't do it in the setting of all 6 of us being in one location, because that's a lot for any one person to handle, because you immediately feel attacked.
Yes.
Even if that's not anybody's intention, you have several people with the same opinion coming at you. That's aggressive. Like, and I, you could tell that in the situation, Hensha and Matisha, like, they didn't really kind of add in their 2 cents. And you could, every single shot that they showed Ashley looked like she was fuming.
Yeah, she was
pissed.
Human. Mm-hmm.
I am very pleased that instead of Ashley, girl has got a whole 360. Ashley, I'm proud of you, girl. But, what I loved is that Ashley didn't direct her comments to Claudia or Astrid. She turned her back to them and said, I know how good of a mother you are. Don't let this stress you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see the day-to-day a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I really applauded Ashley in that moment, because you didn't get defensive for your friend. You encouraged her when she really, really needed you.
See, that shows how comfortable she is with the ring on her finger. That's what a ring does to some girls. It makes them more comfortable. I do, now that we're on Ashley and the whole acting like a wifey in the ring, I have to say, I give Phil kudos. That whole kitchen conversation to me was great. Like, I loved it. And I love that he was like, I want to assist. I want to assist you. And I'm going to try. I just want to say, at least, I don't know if they, like, where she's at or whatever, but most men are not participants in planning a wedding. Like, they're just not. They just don't get into it. So I think the fact that he's even giving her that was a big deal. What were your thoughts on that?
I don't know that I had too many thoughts on it. I was just like, oh, that's cute. You know, I love that she, because I feel like I do this in business. I love how she was like, I would never show you an idea that I didn't like. I'm going to give you all the options that I'm semi-okay with. So whatever you choose, it's a win. So I thought that was really, really cute.
Yeah, strategic. I never, as strategic as I am, I never would have thought about that.
Oh, I do it all the time. I'm like, here are the option A and option B.
See, I give too many options, because I'm like, let's get options
Everything
together.
Everything should be 2 options. I just...
Oh, yeah, no, too many much. Choices is bad.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying seeing their dynamic this time.
I'm excited, because I do know that they are going to do, like, a whole, like, showing of the wedding.
Oh, they
and
are?
Her preparation. At least that's what I'm thinking, because I do know that they did film the wedding.
Okay. It was a destination? Do you know that or not?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, when you follow a reality show, and you also follow them on social media, you see all of this stuff happen before the show, and you're like, wonder what they're going to show, wonder what they're not. But I have seen the wedding photos, and it looked breathtaking, so I'm really, really hoping that we get to see some of that on this season.
Yeah, I bet we will. I bet we will. At least next week, what's coming up is we get to see Hensha at her best, because we already see some fights starting. So I think there's been a lot of changes with the women and in this season. And speaking of changes, let's talk real quick about AfterBuzz TV and a new direction that they're going into as well. So I just want to read this for us and for the fans that are out there watching. So as always, we thank you so much for your support, and we actually have some exciting news about AfterBuzz TV. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime AfterBuzz fan, you know that we're the world's number one destination for TV coverage. Well, starting next month, we'll be expanding our content beyond just after shows to bring you a whole new slate of new content formats and, of course, guests. Our after shows aren't going anywhere. They're simply evolving. Most of the shows you love only air for part of the year, but during the rest of the year, these shows have news that constantly are breaking that we want to talk about and we know you want to talk about. This includes ESPN, TV talk. We know it's our job to cover it and we want to bring it to you. We'll have in-depth coverage, show coverage of comedy, drama, animated, truly anything you can imagine. Nothing is off limits for our expansion at this time. Given our no limits approach to TV coverage, we realize that sometimes it can be hard to find the shows you love, and we listened to that feedback. We're restructuring the website, shows, and our platforms to make it easier to find what you're looking for. Our YouTube channel will be divided into 9 sections by genre. That's dramas, comedies, reality, reality competition, wrestling and sports, animation, sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes, red carpets, and lastly, our own featured and original content. There's a lot to be excited about, but it won't happen overnight. As we develop, we'll be experimenting to cater to your TV desires, which means your participation and feedback will be essential to deliver these custom shows. To keep up to date with everything, be sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter launching in September and check out our show AfterBuzz Weekly with Megan Stecher. New directions, new energy, new life. Let's get into some predictions for next week on WAGS.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Dom, we're going to start with you. What do you predict for next episode?
I don't have any predictions for next episode.
We'll make some up, girlfriend, because we do predictions every time. It ain't that hard, girl. What do you think you want to see? Use what we saw in the episode.
I honestly just feel like the direction in which I thought season 2 was going to go is not the direction that I see season 2 going. And so I think it's just kind of throwing me for a little bit of a loop. Mm-hmm. What I would like to see is a little bit more character development with Matisha. I feel like we've seen the whole Larry and Nicole thing from our WAGS LA. And I would love to kind of get a little bit more insight of now, like, where is she at? Is she dating? Is she not? I just want to see a little bit more from her.
Okay.
We have these 2 new castmates, which we've spent a lot of time, like, really focusing on. But, yeah.
Okay, cool. I think we are going to see another date for Astrid.
Yes.
So I think that's going to be where it's going to come mm-hmm. for us. So that's all for us today. Dami, where can they find you, girlfriend?
You guys can find me, if you are so inclined, on all social media platforms at DominiqueP_ESQ.
All right. And as always, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared. Thanks so much for watching, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.